Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jake Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, George Myatt. Batting third. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roberto Ortiz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gil Torres. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dutch Leonard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Vic Johnson. And now, play ball. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball four. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt moves to third. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Spence moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Doerr fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Spence moves to third. Two outs. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Partee to Doerr covering second. The throw back to home, and Spence is out at the plate. Quell moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor bunts towards third. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Doerr moves to second. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Doerr scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan misplays the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Lake moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. Culberson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Valdez pinch hits for Dutch Leonard. Roy Valdez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Culberson. Spence reaches second base with a double. Myatt goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 2, Red Sox, 2. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spence scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel is 0-for-1 in the game. Quel takes first base on ball 4. Ortiz moves to second. Joe Bowman now pitching. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milo Candini now pitching. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. the Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Milo Candini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candini bunts and there's an error on the play. Farrell moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to home to get Farrell. Sullivan moves to third. Candini moves to second. One out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Candini scores. Powell moves to third. It's 5-2, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-0 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Partee hits a fly ball into left field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Torres moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. Culberson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Culberson moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Culberson scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Senators. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Senators. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Myatt applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Milo Candini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candini is 0-for-1 in the game. Candini hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Candini reaches second base with a double. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Spence hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Senators. Mike Riba now pitching. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ortiz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Partee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Partee moves to second. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba bunts towards the mound. Candini fields it and throws to third for the out. Lake moves to second. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. Lake moves to third. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Culberson moves to second. Roger Wolf now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lake scores. Culberson scores. Fox moves to third. Cronin moves to second. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Cronin scores. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Sandy Ulrich now pitching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Quell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Quell moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Quell scores. Torres moves to third. It's 10-8, Red Sox. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Torres scores. 2 outs. It's 10-9, Red Sox. Sandy Ulrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Senators 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Ryba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryba is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryba hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Culberson reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Senators 9. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-4 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Senators 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-9, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Partee hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Senators 9. The Senators will come to bat. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ortiz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. QL reaches second base with a double. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. QL moves to third. 2 outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 11-10, Red Sox. Mike Guerra pinch runs for Rick Farrell. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Washington Senators, 10. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.